Hi, and welcome to Operation Oversight, the official podcast of the U.S. Special Inspector General for Afghanistan Reconstruction, or SIGAR, as we're often called. I'm Jen George Nickel with SIGAR's Office of Public Affairs, and I've got Dan Chen with me today from SIGAR's Audit Division. Welcome to the podcast, Dan.
Thanks for having me, Jen. Glad to be here.
I've got Dan here with me today to talk about SIGAR's newest audit, which digs into a major U.S. Agency for International Development, or USAID, program that was intended to improve the status of women in Afghanistan. The program was launched to great fanfare by the former administrator of USAID and has become USAID's largest gender-based program in history. Dan, what can you tell us about the program? What did the audit find and what was the bottom line?
So the program's called Promote, and it's a $216 million program that's supposed to help 75,000 women. The bottom line is we're not sure if it has. We raised questions about whether Promote is sustainable at all, and we also raised concerns that it could put USAID's investment in jeopardy. It's unclear to us whether USAID can even deliver the opportunities it promised the women of Afghanistan. So overall, what we have is a program with a lot of promises. However, we don't have any assurances whether or not those promises can be delivered.
So we can't even really tell what's been achieved. How is that?
First, they didn't have a baseline study or an understanding of where we were before the program began and where we went during the first 2 years. Without that kind of study, we can't thoroughly understand where we've been. And without that understanding, we can't be sure of how far the program has taken us or the program's overall impact on Afghan women. USAID didn't have a starting point from which to evaluate Promote's progress. Also, USAID has made extensive changes to the program's performance indicators. It's like moving the goalposts on a kicker as he's lining up. He can't possibly know what he's aiming for when the target is changing. There were numerous problems that were outside of USAID's control, like poor security and the economic climate. We can't fault USAID for those, but there were a number of problems within USAID's control that they failed to correct.
Dan, it sounds like we've come all this way to unclear, if not shoddy, results. What does that mean for the future of the program?
USAID told us that it does not expect the Afghan government to be able to sustain Promote outside providing internships and employment opportunities for women who participate in the program. We can't even be sure if that's possible. It's unclear to us whether the Afghan government will be able to hire all of these women or whether the sluggish and poorly performing Afghan private sector will be able to employ them. USAID has failed to demonstrate whether the program's results are sustainable.
That doesn't sound like a lot of good news for the program or for Afghan women, but why should Americans care about a program that's literally around the world?
Well, what we're hoping for is that this program's still ongoing, and with our recommendations, USAID can help make some improvements and set this program back on track to make it more successful for the women of Afghanistan. The U.S. has invested a lot in this area. It's important to us that our investment is well spent and makes valuable gains for Afghan women.
Great points. Thanks, Dan, and thanks for joining us on the podcast today. If any of our listeners would like to learn more, you can find the audit we discussed today, as well as all SIGAR products on our website, www.sigar.mil, and you can follow us on Twitter, at SIGARHQ, or on Facebook. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you next time on Operation Oversight.